You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders ponders end-of-life issues and his decision to pay for his cremation on the installment plan.
I am paying on the installment plan for my cremation. $499 down and $50 a month for the next 44 months, interest-free. My wife is doing the same. We decided to spare our daughters the stress of having to make funeral arrangements, and neither of us has any desire to spend thousands of dollars to be buried in a fancy box. A nice fellow named Sal came by to make the pitch for his company. Sal had a pompadour, combed straight back, a New York accent, and was nicely dressed. He's in his late 60s, but he doesn't look it. He arrived at 10 a.m. I warned him I had to leave at 11:30. So Sal made his pitch. Both my wife and I have had to deal with making funeral arrangements for our parents, though mine had already purchased a plan. For some reason, my mother wanted them to be ensconced in a mausoleum, roughly four stories up. I, on the other hand, am following Willie Nelson's song, "Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die." Since that is not technically possible, bone ash not being combustible, my bride or our daughters will be responsible for spreading my ashes. I want most of my ashes spread along the trail at Lady Bird Lake in Austin, but the girls need to save a small amount. I want them to sneak into Fenway Park and leave a piece of me in that shrine. There ought to be enough money left in the estate to pay for the tickets. Sal gave us the usual sales pitch. We invited him to go outside and admire the azaleas in bloom while we talked it over. I quickly Googled the name of the company and checked reviews. There were a couple of complaints, but mainly the company received positive reviews. Of course, these reviews did not come from anyone who's actually been cremated, but their survivors seemed satisfied. So we invited Sal back inside and agreed to sign the agreement. Sal gave us a temporary card to stick in our wallets in the unhappy event one or both of us pass before the laminated permanent card arrives. It instructs whoever rifles my wallet after I croak to call 1-800-FIRE-HIM-UP to have arrangements made. Okay, that's not the real number, but it ought to be. I placed the card in my wallet next to my AARP membership card. Later that day, I was reading the ARP Bulletin. An article titled 50 Great Ways to Live Longer naturally captured my attention, given the cremation signing earlier. I started adding up the percentages associated with many of the tips. 12% increased longevity for sleeping at least 7 hours, 46% for staying hitched, 15% for drinking coffee, whole grains add another 20%, eating chili peppers add 13%, eat nuts and you gain 23%, and using the stairs adds 15%. Now that adds up to 129% extended longevity, and I have all of the above nailed. So according to the Social Security actuarial tables, at age 61, I have a remaining life expectancy of 20.2 years. This bumps it up to 26 years and some change. Of course, nobody gets out alive. I could get crushed tomorrow by a tree limb while walking the dog. So I'll just be careful, eat my hot peppers, wash them down with coffee, and look overhead when walking. I left Sal with my wife at 11:30 and returned about 1:20. "He was here until 1 o'clock," she exclaimed. Arranging to be cremated turned into a 3-hour ordeal. I got a little worried my wife was going to hasten my demise before the ink was even dry on the agreement. But I survive unscathed for now.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.